We're Kevin and Courtney Gilroy, best friends turned married parents and entrepreneurs who know that health is the first wealth and that while parenthood is the most important job we'll ever have, it's not the only job we'll ever have.
Join us and other health-conscious parents as we grow our empires while growing our families in the healthiest ways possible for both.
Parenthood and entrepreneurship aren't mutually exclusive. We're going to have the conversations that help you prioritize, plan, and profit in your organic family.
This is the Organic Family CEO Podcast.
Welcome back, organic moms and dads. In today's episode, Kevin and I are talking about the difference between homemaking and housekeeping. The two words are used interchangeably when you're talking about home management, but it's our belief that there's a big difference. For us, homemaking is a role that we take so seriously in our home, and it's very different from housekeeping. Homemaking is the making of the home culture. It's the memory making, the comfort food eating, the tradition setting, the feel-good space arranging, whereas housekeeping is the tactical keeping of the home. It's the chores, the paying bills, it's the grocery shopping. You get the idea. Both are their own individual and valuable parts of home management, but we want to speak specifically to how we differentiate those two words.
And it's definitely no secret in our house that for me personally, I personally despise chores. Any of them.
Despise might not even be a strong enough word.
It is a very strong repulsive reaction from my body. From the dishes to mowing the lawn, it absolutely drives me crazy. And it's definitely an adverse reaction to my childhood experience where chores or manual labor were used as discipline at times, that I don't put a rake or a dish in front of me. It's just not something that I enjoy to do. And with that reaction that I have, the housekeeping tasks started to be avoided. And they were not my 9 and 10 experience. And it was just things that would get pushed off down the line and they wouldn't be getting done. And it became clear in our family that it was more important for us to be building a home that focuses on family connections. And that was the sweet spot for us. If the repetitive chores brought about connections, then they were part of the homemaking bucket. And that made the housekeeping worth the time to invest. So for example, if raking the leaves in the fall involves the family building an epic pile of leaves and having a blast all day, then raking the leaves it was an activity that was worth the time in my eyes.
That's a really good point, because especially when you have young kids, housekeeping seems like this insurmountable task. There's almost always toys on the floor. There's always dishes, you know, en route to the sink. Maybe they don't even get there yet. You know, there's just mess typically as part of that child's raising experience, right? But then getting to do the cleanup or whatever, say at the end of the day, it just feels exhausting when there's no emotional reason for getting behind doing the task. And so it can be really strategic and helpful to say, okay, what is the value in it for me? And for us, where that's family connection, we can put that connection spin on the tasks that need to get done in order to move the house forward. And I think too, for homemaking, that is just where we identified was our natural strong suit, that anything we could do to make a memory, we loved doing that. That's not the case in every family. Some families are so good with chores and routines and structure, and they don't have that bodily reaction of like, oh my gosh, she asked me to empty the dishwasher. You know, some people don't work like that. That's, you know, every family's different, but homemaking was definitely so much easier. And so to us, that just informs us that we need to spend a little bit more time being strategic about getting housekeeping done for the things that don't have that emotional motivation behind it. So if those leaves, say, didn't end up yielding a pile for us to jump in, then okay, we need to get strategic about outsourcing some help to get that done for us, or we need to actually set aside an appointment with ourselves to get those tasks done.
And what it really comes down to is, where are we going to put our time? right? Are we going to put our time into the homemaking bucket or the housekeeping bucket? And I'm full-time 9 to 5 during the day, and Courtney's full-time parent when I'm not home, right? So I'm working my job and I have my list of things to do, and Court's at home teaching, nurturing, loving, and creating our home environment where everyone feels safe and really building that homemaking. The laundry and the dishes can wait. Those things are secondary in our nature. And the way we approach things is that one person isn't assigned to be the housekeeper, right? No one's assigned to be every day just because you're taking care of the kids. I have to come home from work and do all the chores, or I'm working and you have to do all the chores. We both have full plates, and where we want to invest our time is that homemaking. So the question is how can we get those hours back, right? Ask ourselves, do we actually need to do this, right? Like, can we outsource some items that give us an extra 20 minutes with the kids or each other? Or heck, if it's even, if we can outsource mowing the lawn on the weekend, that takes a couple hours every weekend that we can get back to having family time. Our time is precious in general, and our time with our family is even more precious than that time. So choosing the activities that are worth investing that time is in all of our power. The money will come, time only goes. So put the money into housekeeping and put your time into homemaking.
That is so well said. I don't think I can add anything else. It's just so true. As you step into the CEO role of running the business of your family, you have to do the things that only you can do. You're the only one that can love and nurture and make those family memories with your family. You can't pay somebody to do those things. Can you pay somebody to do those chores? As Kev said, you bet. So to summarize, ask yourself where you can start outsourcing. Let those housekeeping tasks be divided up and delegated and handed off to somebody else. Lean into making the culture of your home something that you want your family to remember and enjoy and love. And be partners with your partner in the execution of that. It's not 1950s anymore. We can do this stuff together in a modern household. So we'll be sharing more about how we differentiate homemaking and housekeeping inside of our free community. And we would love to have you be a part of that conversation too. So jump on over to organicfamilyceo.com/community to join us and do more of that. We'll see you next time. This episode might be over, but the conversation is just getting started.
Join us inside our free community for health and wealth conscious parent entrepreneurs at organicfamilyceo.com/community.
And if you loved what you heard today, consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, along with your Instagram handle, so that more like-minded parent entrepreneurs can find the show, and so that you can be entered to win a free coaching session with Kevin or Courtney.
Thank you so much for listening.